I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. In 1788, New York was the second most populous of the 13 states. It was also the last to take up the question of ratifying the proposed new Constitution. Because of its stature relative to the other states, and because of its wealth, New York's opposition to a more vigorous central government, as envisioned under the new Constitution, was strong. Knowledge of that opposition led James Madison, John Jay, and Alexander Hamilton to begin a series of newspaper articles arguing the case. Those articles would come to be called the Federalist Papers. In the 51st such article, Alexander Hamilton took up the question of centralized power.
If men were angels, no government would be necessary. If angels were to govern men, neither external nor internal controls on government would be necessary. In framing a government which is to be administered by men over men, the great difficulty lies in this. You must first enable the government to control the governed, and in the next place, oblige it to control itself.
Among the rights enshrined in our Constitution is the right of each state to oversee and regulate the conduct of business within its borders. That's why Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance is licensed to meet your needs in all 50 states. Let a Hibbs Hallmark professional help you insure your multi-state operations. Visit HibbsHallmark.com.